do you know what Herod's plan was? S. To slay all children born within a two-year span. Because it was said that the Messiah had been born and he thought in this manner he would capture them in his net and rid himself of this worry. D. How did Herod know that the Messiah had been born? S. When the Magi came and stopped at the palace, they thought, mistakenly, that if a king was to have been born, surely it would have been born in the palace of the king. They spoke to Herod, and through them he learned that the Messiah had been born and he would be called King of the Jews. And this Herod could not bear. Therefore he, when the wise men had left, he ordered that this edict be followed. Because if there were a king of the Jews born, then, Jesus and the essence being as he was known as King of Jews, it would also follow that he would no longer be king. D. I imagine that if the Magi had known this, they probably wouldn't have gone to the palace. S. Sigh, it was their destiny. For was it not written that this would occur? It was foreseen many, many years ago and therefore everyone knew of it, so that we would be prepared for this. They were but following their destiny, as we must follow our own. D. Some people have said that when the wise men came to Herod, it was a long time after the Messiah was born. S. No, for when the Magi came to the Messiah, he was still at the place of his birth. He had not left. D. Do you know how many wise men came? S. There were three. They were men of D. Isn't that a city in Babylon? S. Barcavia, phonetic, this is another name for, as you call, Babylon. Is more of eight people than a country or any place. They are of This is their descent. D. I see. I have heard so many different stories. If you were there, you would know the truth. S. I was not with them when they spoke to Herod. But I have heard of this, and I know it to be true. D. How did the wise men know it was time to come? S. It was foretold in the heavens. It was the coming together of the planets and the stars, and they used this to guide them. They saw the star and knew it for what it was. D. Once when I talked to you, you said you saw the star on the night the Messiah was born. S. Emotionally, yes. D. Do you think the wise men saw the same star? S. All saw the same star. I attempted to find out, if possible, which celestial bodies were involved in the forming of the Star of Bethlehem. I thought he might possibly know the names of various bodies. S. There are different names for them, and the different. He searched for the right word. Constellations have names. It is more that they are named in this manner than just individual stars to have names. It is said that each one of the stars that came together had the Magi and the baby name, but I know it not. This is not my best study. D. Were they stars that are normally in the sky? S. Yes. It was just that they grew together. That their paths in the heavens crossed, as it were. D. Some people have said it may have been a strange star that had never been seen in the heavens, referring to the possible nova. S. It was not one that was created in that instance or that, no. There are many who try to explain it in many different manners. They treat to say that it was a warning of the gods that Rome was about to fall. That it was a comet. It is said that there were points of light where the heavens opened up and shone through. They have many explanations for it. But it was God showing that this was his son, and giving us a way to know. There are many people who say that these things are impossible, and all things are impossible without faith. But when one believes, all things are possible. I cannot doubt it, for I saw it with my own eyes. All I know is that when it came together, that the light was great enough to cast shadows. And it was strong enough that you could not sit and stare at it for any length of time. It was something that had never in the known memory of man ever occurred before. Who am I to judge God's ways of doing things? The wise men, it is said that there was possibly a fourth. It is said that each of the wise men followed one of the stars, and at this point they met. D. You mean they did not meet each other until they were in the area of Bethlehem? S. It was at least within a short traveling distance. Almost when the stars came together, the Magi met. All coming from directions. And it is said that one of them never made it, for there was one for each star. D. Do they know what might have happened to the fourth one? S. If they do, it is unknown to me. D. Do they think they came from four different countries? S. It could be said that they came from very distant lands. Yes, four different points of origin. D. Do you know which countries? S. It was not spoken of. Number D. People have said that if the wise men saw the star in faraway countries, it would be hard to see the same star, and by the time they got to Bethlehem, the star would have been gone. Jesus and the Essenes. This has been one of the arguments. If the star was one single bright light, it couldn't have been seen because of the curvature of the earth. S. This is true. The tails grow longer with each telling. But, they followed the stars, who were growing together, for they knew what would occur. And they had been watching for hundreds and hundreds of years for this very happening. When that the star became one, it was seen everywhere. D. The Magi must have known the prophecies, too, or at least knew how to read the stars. S. It is said that the men from Ur were the ones who gave us many of our prophecies. They also gave us Abraham. The original combined star was extremely bright on that night, and could still be seen in the sky for almost a month afterwards, but the light could not be seen during the day. S. It was only a focus for one night. It was. How do I explain this? The light was not quite the same. It was as if, after they had initially come together, they were again separating and going through ways, so it grew less and less bright. It was perhaps a month for the light to be gone totally, yes. People have often wondered why Herod gave the order for all male children of two and under to be slain. Some say this is proof that it took the wise men that long to journey from their countries to Bethlehem. But according to Suddy's version, that could not have been true. He said the wise men found the babe while he was still in the place of his birth. I realize the Bible is open to many interpretations, but I think Herod waited for a while for the wise men to return to him with information of the child's whereabouts. Then I think he probably sent soldiers to find them. All this would have taken time. When he discovered the Magi had left the country, he angrily proclaimed that all the children within a two-year span be included so that the child would not escape his net. D. What do you call the Messiah? S. He hesitated. We call him not. D. He has no name yet? The Magi and the baby. S. He has name, but to name him would be to name his death, and he must be protected. This was unexpected. Apparently if people knew his name, word might leak back to Herod or his soldiers, and they would know whom to look for. It would seem that Herod would feel sure he had killed him in his slaughter of the children and he wouldn't have to worry about him anymore. But the Essenes thought he should remain anonymous until the time to reveal his identity arrived. This caution might present problems for my gathering of information. I asked if he had heard any stories of his birth, hoping to get something akin to the Bible version. S. We know the story of his birth. He was born in Bethlehem. This is all that is needed to be known. It fulfilled the prophecy. At some later date he will again fulfill another prophecy in which, where he comes out of, it will be known. And an object of disbelief because of this. But to tell too much would be foolish. He was apparently referring to the prophecy he had mentioned earlier about nothing good ever coming out of Nazareth. Still pressing for some sort of information, I thought Suddy may have heard of the virgin birth. Surely it would not endanger the Messiah if he told me of any unusual happenings connected with his birth. S. He was born in a cave, if this is considered unusual. This sounded strange, but there are many references in the lost books of the Bible to Jesus' birthplace as a cave. The ancient church of the Nativity in Bethlehem is built over the sacred grotto or cave that is recognized as the supposed birthplace. Caves were also used as stables in those days. S. There are many stories about his birth. There will be many more in the years to come. But this is for a later time for this to be known. To know where he was born exactly would be to name who his parents are. People are traceable. You may hunt for them, and if you know enough about them, you will find them. That, of course, made sense. I was still fishing when I assumed that if they had come to the Essenes for hiding, then they were probably not even in the country anymore. It would seem that the Jesus and the Essenes' safest thing to do would be to leave the land of his birth. But he only parroted my remark, it would be a safe thing. So, it was obvious I was not going to make him reveal any names. Maybe the next best will be to try for a description of the parents. S. His mother was but a child. She was maybe 16, no more. With such beauty and calmness, it was to be marveled at. The father was older, a very pious man. He loved his wife very much, you would see this in a glance. They had been together many times in other lives. D. Was there anything unusual about the baby? S. His voice held so much adoration, his beautiful eyes, and the fact that he was the calmest child. He would look at you and it is like he knew all of the secrets of the universe and just glued in them. D. Then he was different from the normal child? S. How would I know of normal children? A naturalizer, Sudi was a bachelor, they all cry and nurse and need their napkins changed. What can one say? It was as if watched everything. To learn of it. To experience all at once. I assumed that if Sudi had seen him, it would have been such an emotional experience that he would have remembered every detail. D. You said he had beautiful eyes. What color were they? S. They were never the same. One look they were gray, and the next time blue, maybe brown. You were never sure. D. What color was his hair, or did he have any? S. What he had was a light shade of red, a very sandy red. This was a strange response that does not agree with the usual picture people have of the Christ child. They always assume he was dark or at least brown-haired. However, this description agrees with the ones given by Taylor Caldwell in Jess Steam's book, Search for a Soul and Edgar Cayce's writings about Jesus. When the Messiah came to the Essence for protection he was just a little baby, but Sudi knew it would be his destiny to see him again. This was another positive indication that we might get more of his story. I changed tactics and decided to ask about John the Baptist. Maybe he would not be so protective of him and I could get the Magi and the baby information in a roundabout way. D. You told me about the prophecy of Elias returning and being born again a few months before the Messiah. You said that his father was known to you because he was one of you. Sudi was nodding. I have heard that his father was a priest, but I don't know of what religion. S. There are always the Roman religions, but it is said that the Romans believe in what is convenient. He was a priest of God. There is no other religion other than this. He was not a rabbi. He served at the temple. I was really unaware that there was a difference between the temple and the synagogue. In the Bible they are both referred to. But we are not taught that they could be different places and have different functions. I had always thought they referred to the same place. This is covered in chapter 5 when Sudi explained the difference. D. Can you tell me what happened to that child? S. The child and his mother are with us. He is in danger, for he also fits into the category that Herod wants slain. The father was killed. Unfortunately, this edict occurred right after a census was taken, therefore they knew of the babes that had been born. And when they came to his house and asked, "Where is your child?" He told them, "I know not." And they believed him not. D. Was the baby there? S. No. The mother is very unhappy, for she feels that she should have been stronger with him, and to be sure that he had come. But he spoke to her and said, "No. That he was an old man and would die in his duty to God. This was his wish." D. Did he know where she had gone? S. He knew to whom, he did not know to where. D. He probably wouldn't have told anyway. S. No, he would have died, and did. I assumed that the verification or the nullification of Katie's accounts would rest with the Bible since it is the most complete record we have of the life of Christ. But I was surprised to find many gaps and half-stories in the biblical accounts. One case in point is this one about Zacharias. He is mentioned in the Bible as 208 Jesus and the Essence the father of John, but the story of his fate is not. I found that the story of his murder is faithfully recorded in the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ and one of the apocryphal lost books of the Bible called the Protevangelion, supposedly written by James. When I read in these stories that Elizabeth had taken the baby and fled to the hills, it was as though a bright light went on in my mind. Of course she went to the hills, I thought. What woman with a baby is going to be wandering around in the wilderness? She knew where she was going all the time. She was headed for the Essene community in the hills, where she knew she would be safe. It was utterly amazing how the story coming through Katie in deep trance made so much sense and was tying up so many loose ends that are left dangling in the Bible. So far Sudi had mentioned no names except that this baby was the reincarnation of Elias. I asked if he knew the father's name. I said I wanted to know because I thought he was a very brave man. S. The time is not known for it also to be known. Was it just not so Thethi's child also was in danger? Therefore to name the father is to name the son. A tinge of fear and secrecy always seemed to creep in when I got too close to forbidden topics. There were many things he felt honor-bound to protect. I was going to have to find ways to get him to release information. This protectiveness was very deeply ingrained, as witnessed in the earlier chapters. But now it became almost an obsession that he must protect the Messiah and John from any danger. D. But they're not babies anymore, are they? S. They are children. They have several years. D. You said that this child, John, is with you. Does he seem to be any different from the other children? S. Smiling. He is fierce like a lion. He is strong and lets everyone know exactly what he is thinking. They don't have to agree, but they are sure to know his point of view. D. I laughed. Is he mischievous? S. No. He is a good son. He looks much like his cousin, Jesus. Only he is perhaps of more blood and more like his father in strength. Whereas his cousin is calmer and finer. D. Does he have the same color of hair? The Magi and the baby 209s. His is definitely very, very red. It glows like fire around his head. D. Some people think that those living in your country are dark-skinned with black hair. S. Those who told you this, perhaps they have only met those who are from the south or maybe an Atharura. But those who live here, at Nazareth for the most part they are light of skin and fire of hair and light of eye. There is much intermarriage with people from the south. Therefore, it is more and more being lost. There are fewer children that are born with red or yellow hair. There are more born with brown or dark. D. Well, do you know, are there any other prophecies concern soft-hyphening what will happen to this child, the Messiah, in his life? S. It is said that he shall spread the word and he shall take the suffering of the world upon his shoulders. And through his suffering we shall be saved. We have heard this term, we shall be saved, all our lives. But I wondered what it really meant, especially what it meant in Sadi's time. We shall be saved from what? S. From ourselves? With the way that it is now, the way that it stands, one must always, through unstriving, say, gain the step up the ladder, as it were. Whereas, with divine intercession and asking for assistance or blessing, you may take the steps up the ladder easier. I'm not explaining this very well. My further era explains much better. D. Well, saved, up the ladder, does this have to do with reincarnation, rebirth? S. To rebirth, yes. Of reaching the perfection of the soul, yes. For it says that a man must again be born. This is in some of the prophecies. D. In order to attain perfection. S. To attain heaven. D. Well, let me tell you one thing that I have heard and you can tell me what you think. Some people say that when you're saved, it means you are saved from your sins and you will not go to hell. S. Interrupted, there is no hell other than that you create yourself. It is the image that you project, that you foresee. This has always to have been known. That the suffering that occurs, for the most part, is here. So that when you die, what you suffer is through 210 Jesus and the essence your own need or desire to suffer. Why would God, who creates all things perfect, create something that was so horrid to him? This to me does not make sense. D. They say that he will send you to hell to punish you. S. No one punishes you but yourself. You are your own judge. Does it not say, judge not others, lest ye yourself be judged? It says, judge not others. It does not say self-judging. You are your own self's judge. He seemed to feel very strongly about this. D. Well, I've always believed that God was a good and loving God. He would not do things like that, but others don't agree with me. Saint Mary's Well in Nazareth chapter 20. Jesus and John, two students at Qumran. During another session I came across Sadi while he was teaching. Again, this would not have been an unusual situation except that his hesitancy to answer alerted me that something special was going on. There was the same undercurrent of a secrecy that was present so many times. The question was always how to get around this built-in guard. He admitted only that he had two students, and from his carefully worded answers I sensed who the students might be. I would have to proceed cautiously to find the answers. I asked him what he was teaching them. I teach the law. He paused and smiled tenderly. This to me seems very odd. How can one teach the law to someone who knows it better than I know it myself? He gave a gentle laugh. D, are you speaking of your students? S, I am speaking of one of them, yes. Now I felt certain I knew whom he was teaching. But how to get him to admit it? S, they are both very intelligent. One is more of their fire temperament, and the other owner just sits there and looks at you. And sometimes you feel so incredibly stupid because he puts a point across, and it is like you have been shown this for the first time. And you look at it with new light and new eyes. I told him I was surprised because I wondered what a child could teach a teacher. S, a child can teach many adults many things. How to love, how to be open, how to love others without considering perhaps what they will attain from the other person. I asked for an example of something he had shown him and Sadi gave me the following. Jesus and the Essences, he is very observant. He watches everything as if to learn from everything. He said that when a plant is growing, it knows when to put out new branches, and it knows when to blossom and when to seed, and it knows when to do all these things without any apparent guidance. It seems to know these things out of thin air, so to say. So, in the heart of things man can know things out of thin air, the way the plants do with the more basic things. Because man is a more advanced creature, he could know more advanced things out of thin air, and use these things for guiding his life and actions. I cannot tell it the way he did. He has a beautiful way with words. D, are these things that he has told you that you had not thought of by yourself? S, not necessarily that hadn't been thought of. But it is like a breath of spring clearing dust and the cobwebs away so that you may see it clearly. Perhaps for the first time. D, he must be an unusual child. Are your students very old? S, they are not yet to their bar mitzvahs. They are 12 and a half. Since I did not have knowledge of Jewish customs, I thought the bar mitzvah was celebrated when the boy reached the age of 12, but Sadi said it was at 13. I wanted a little more information about what he was teaching them. By the law, did he mean the Torah? S, it is part of the Torah, but the law is those laws given to us by Moses. The things that we must daily live by, in order to be considered holy and on the right path. These are guidelines, as it were. It is just part of the Torah. It is just one of the sections, as it were. D, can you tell me, briefly, some of the laws that are important? S, there are all the dietary rules. There are the laws of course, the commandments. The, honor thee father and mother, and keep the Sabbath day holy, and do not commit adultery or sin, or steal or lust or any of those. Those are a part of the law. How you must treat those who work with you. How you must deal with, say, like if a husband dies, who then that the wife would become wife to. There are these laws. Everything about day-to-day existence is down in the law. Then there is the law that goes into, such as, how long that you may have a slave as part of your possession. The laws of slaves and freedmen and such useless things. Jesus and John, two students at Qumran 213d, what do you mean, useless things? S, if there are no slaves, why should there be laws of them? This was true. There were no slaves in Qumran. But Sadi said even though it was useless, it was tradition to learn these things. Of course, they would be important for someone living outside the walls to know. I asked him to explain the law of the slave and the freedman. S, well, after 7 years the Hebrew is no longer a slave. You must be bound by law to set this slave free and make him a free man. Unless under certain circumstances. There are differences in this. But they are very few. It is very complicated and very involved. But this is the basis of it. D. Are the Essene laws different from the Torah? S. You would not consider them Essene laws. They are laws of nature. The law of manifestation. Where that, to desire and then to know that it shall be fulfilled, and the need shall be fulfilled. These laws are the basic laws of nature. This is what is also being taught, but there are others who would teach them this. How to utilize every part of oneself, for what is the purpose of one's life? What is their goal to ultimately reach? That goal, so that one may become fulfilled with this life. D. These Essene beliefs are not found in the Torah. S. It is not that it is not there. The laws are there for all to see. It is just that they are not paid any particular attention. D. Well, to many people it's just words anyway. They don't really understand. S. But these are the words of the Lord our God. I mean, they are holy, they must. It is beyond me how men, and there are many, go on in their day-to-day existence denying that God exists. For these I feel great sorrow, for they are going through life blinder than one born without eyes. Fourth have closed the eyes of their soul. I thought I would try again to get the names of the students. He hesitated but finally answered. There is young Ben Yosef and then there is Ben Zacharias. Finally I got through. He did not realize that I had tricked him. He could not tell me the names of the Messiah and the Way Preparer, but it was all right to reveal the names of his students since he thought I could not be able to associate the two. He could not be aware that these names would Jesus and the Essenes be enough for me to identify them. Apparently Ben in front of a name means son of, and the names Joseph and Zacharias made it clear he was speaking of Jesus and John. He had no way of knowing that I knew the significance of their father's names, and that I would be able to put two and two together. Now I would have names to use that might elude the barrier of protectiveness. He could talk freely about his students without realizing he was giving anything away. He said these were their father's names. They had two names, this is their second name, as you would word this, yes. He still refused to give me their first names. That was all right. He did not realize he had told me enough already. D. Have these students been studying with you very long? S. Since perhaps they were 8 years old, about, yes. About 4 or 5 years. I now knew I could ask questions about Ben Yosef and he would answer, unaware that I knew Ben Yosef and the Messiah were one and the same. This method proved very effective. D. Where did Ben Yosef live before he came to you? S. For a while he sojourned in Egypt, and for a from there, to learn. D. Some people say that a child cannot think for themselves and learn anything when they are that young. S. This is because they are not treated as though they have any intelligence, therefore they have no need to show that they have powers of thought and assimilation. It is said that the first 7 years of a child are what makes the man. He is a very unusual student. Therefore, yes, I would say they taught him. It is said that he went with his cousin to see many places farther away. This I do not know, I have not questioned him upon this. I do not feel it is my right. D. Do you know which cousin that was? S. It is one of his mother's cousins. I'm not sure, I believe it is his cousin. His name is also Joseph. I was surprised that his mother would have allowed him to go so far away, but Sadi said that she also went with them on these journeys. D. Is his mother living with you now? Jesus and John, two students at Qumran's, no, they live in their home. They did at one time live in the community, but they have other children to take care of. And there are many things that must be done in order to live day to day. They felt that he will benefit from our knowledge and our teachings. They come here quite frequently and visit. And he goes home with as great a frequency. They live in Nazareth. It is a few days' journey. Maybe once a month they come to see him and again then he goes and sees them. Therefore the contact has not been broken. D. Is the law the only thing that you teach these boys? S. Yes, but they study with all other teachers here. They learn mathematics, the study of the stars, the study of the prophecies, the mysteries, everything that we could possibly teach them. D. Do you think they are good students? S. Yes, I would say that they are. Every time he spoke of them, there was affection in his voice. They were Sadi's only students. He had been devoting his time exclusively to teaching them, thus the elders at Qumran must have considered their education a very important project.